Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Good morning, all colleagues. I'm very happy to be present here at this meeting, and I would like also to make my brief intervention on water energy cooperation and to provide the perspective from a sustainable energy division. We are very honored and happy to cooperate in this area also, and to integrate the activities that we do have currently within our division also and to look into this from a perspective of Water Energy Nexus. One of the examples of the activity we do is on energy connectivity in Central Asia, where we're looking into the enhancing regional energy connectivity and also trade through cooperation and for improving of the resilience of energy system and energy security in the region. And for these, the effective integration of renewable energy is important, and by renewable energy, we mean here that the all sources, including hydropower, solar, and wind, would be taken into consideration. And this regional electricity generation mix is important to be considered for the energy connectivity. This needs to be also taking into account that obviously those are closely interconnected with the water sector, and we're happy to cooperate also with this working group to look more deeply from a perspective of the Nexus. Also because the region, we're talking about is Central Asia, and that is why it's very important to take into consideration from a Nexus perspective. Another example I can also indicate would be also our work on the water hydrogen nexus, also in Central Asia, but could be considered wider, as currently hydrogen as one of the energy sources considered as a for some countries important and for some even game-changing solution from perspective of energy security and for achieving the climate targets. So the especially the application of green hydrogen produced from the renewable energy requires also looking into the from a perspective of availability of fresh water, because the hydrogen in this case requires water for its production. So therefore, again, the Nexus, water energy Nexus here represents a very important intersection of both the energy and environmental dynamics, and it's important to look into these, especially from the context of water stress and water scarcity in some regions, and particularly in Central Asia, where we started to look into this interdependency and to look also into challenges, but also the opportunities that this Nexus could present for both the water and the energy sectors. As was previously mentioned with the presentation, that we will be also very happy to cooperate on Nexus issues within a framework of the IKI project, and we're looking forward to have more deeper also interactions and cooperation, working together on also on water implication of climate change policies. In this perspective, we believe that the regional cooperation to accelerate climate change is very important to look also from perspective of the transboundary water cooperation and also from a energy perspective, and particularly from the energy connectivity and trade perspective. We're looking forward to deeper collaboration with this working group and with other stakeholders, and hopefully the next time we will be able to report on the results and further findings of our joint work. Thank you.